Clark was 55 minutes late for a town hall meeting in Milwaukee and only stayed on stage for about a half hour. But Clark appeared to win over many in the crowd of 300 people with sharp criticisms of incumbent President George W. Bush. Clark contends Bush is not a compassionate conservative, but is instead a reckless radical.
He's taken us into a war in Iraq we didn't have to fight. He's taken us into it without a clear strategy for success in the aftermath. And now we're there. We lost three more Americans today. It's a $150 billion mess.
Clark says his exit strategy from Iraq would include giving Iraqis faster powers of self-governance while forming an international assistance organization separate from the UN. On the home front, Clark also clashes with the president. Clark says the sluggish economy of the last few years has caused many people to be afraid.
They're afraid for their jobs. They're afraid for their health insurance. They're afraid if they don't have a job, they won't have health insurance. And they're afraid for the future of their children. With an administration that has barred from our children to give tax breaks to corporate America and to the wealthy.
Clark says his economic plan would put $100 billion into job creation and $700 billion into guaranteed health care. Clark got into the Democratic primary when some people thought Howard Dean and the rest of the field couldn't defeat George Bush. A Milwaukee man named Paul says Clark is a viable candidate.
He's intelligent, he's got the credentials, he's got the stripes to do the job. I like Mr. Dean because he pisses people off a little bit more, but I think General Clark would be very good for the country.
But another member of the audience says he still has questions about Clark's record as NATO commander in Europe. The state Republican Party is an even bigger doubter, releasing two pages of quotes that portray Clark as being confusing and inconsistent on some foreign policy issues. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.